We're going to study Bezras Hashem Yisbarach from the Sfat Emes, Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, Shnat Tav, Reish Lamed Hei. On page 221, the last paragraph, Shnat Tav, Reish Lamed Hei, and then a bit from Tav, Reish Lamed Vav next. But let's start. So the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim is dealing with Dinei Lominus, Kashim Mishpat. But it starts Ve'ela HaMishpatim. These are the most important laws. So the Sfat Emes says, "Vada Yecholim Lilmay Me'ela HaMishpatim." You can learn a lot about how to live Jewish life entirely, Benozim LaMokim and Benozim LaChaveira, from Mishpatim. There are tremendous hints to attitudes we should have, and that'll be good for us in our Avodas Hashem in all areas. He's going to bring out Ramadim from the dinim of the Shoimrim, the Arba Shoimrim, and what we can learn from those Shoimrim, and the dinim of the Shoimrim. Now the Torah says, in this week's parasha, Ki yitein ish al re'eyu ketzach oichelim lishmor, v'guna v'beisa ish. You give something over to someone, the Torah is talking about Esher Mechinim in this case, and you give something for the person to watch, money, possessions that the person who's now your Shoimer is going to watch over them. And what happens? V'guna v'beisa ish. But they're stolen. In Yimasa Haganra, Yishalim Shnoyim. If you catch the thief, he pays Kefo. In Lo Yimasa Haganra, but if you don't find him, well, then, V'nikrav Balabayis Elorik, Im Lo Shalach Yodin, Im Lech Esrei'eyu. Then, the Shemer can, if he wants, pay. Or, he can say, I'm taking an oath that I did not touch this item, I didn't use it, because if he used it for himself, for his own reasons, at all, from that point on, his chayav for anything that happened, because he wasn't allowed to use it. He was a shomer. He was not a seichel or a shel. He wasn't supposed to use the thing. He was supposed to watch it. And once he was shaleach yad, then he becomes responsible for whatever happens. So he takes an oath that he did not have any benefit, use it at all, and he's part. How will we begin? He says, the Sfat Emes, v'din shomer, ki yiten, ishel ve'eyu ketef ha'kelem. So the ish, and this is a drasha that's found elsewhere, we'll discuss it if we have time, in the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, that the ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ish Muhammad, HaKadosh Baruch gives to us our very lives, Kesef, Kalim, and he describes what that's a remnant to. In Yimat Tehaganet, Nishalim Shnayim, then there's a benefit, actually a better off, in a sense, with the Ganet now having to pay double. And now the person whose Kalim this is, he gets kefil, benefits. If, however, you don't find the ganef, as we said, then if the shemer wishes to, he can be pater and just take an oath. Im lo shalach yodeh im lechet. Says the Sfat Emes. Kesef from the Russian nichtsa v'gam kol sanach kisufim are very strong desires. That's why it's called money, because there's a natural inclination to need or desire it. But in many times we find, especially in Tehillim, that it means a very strong desire. Kesef or kisifud, hu ha-ratza in ba-ha-cheshek, the desire a person has. Human beings are so unique. Human beings not only have conceptual thought and memory, but we have idealism, hopefully good ideals, but we have desires. We have aspirations. That's a good thing. Could be a very good thing. Even yearning, and not only physically, but spiritually, intellectually. So, these are all in the realm of Ratzon and Cheshek. For what? For what? What are we supposed to have a Cheshek for? What should our Ratzon turn toward? That's number one. V'gam Briyas Ha'adam Atzmon. All of man. We are people with so much capacity. We are Kelim. Shehu Kelim L'Avodas Yisparach. There's so many things we can do with our senses, with what we can do and hear and see and walk and talk. But all of it, Vitzarech Shmira. Because Baruch Hu gave this to us. He gave us our nefesh and our ruach and our neshama. Now what are you going to do with it? He doesn't ask anything from us in terms of real payment. He says, here, here's life. What are you going to do with this life? This beautiful, potential life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given. And all of that which we have, all the vessels, all the kalim, all the possible things we can do, what will we utilize? Our kalim, for what ends, for what purpose? And most importantly, our cheshek, our passion, things that we care about, things that really get us happy, excited, things that move us. What will they be? Vayetzahara, that's the Ganav. Vayetzahara Ganav, and he's Ganav for Ikka. He knows the Yetzahara knows what's most valuable and goes right to it. And so, if it's a question of what are we interested in and what is our passion, there's a modern expression, it's not so nice, but you know, what floats your boat? As we say, what moves you? And if the Ganav, the Yetzahara, can grab control of those reins, of that steering wheel, oh boy, Kalila. But if we fight back, if you don't let the Ganav take control, but if you save yourself from that Yetzahara, from that Ganav, you benefit. What is the Pasuk saying? Haganav, Yishalim Shnayim. You get rewarded. You get capable. You're better off, in a sense, then having the Yetzahara, fighting it back, and getting the reward. That's becoming a Mushlim. That's how we become great people. That's how we come to be with Hashem in Gan Eden. Ki Haganav, Yishalim Kefal. The next Pasuk says, but what happens if things don't go so well and you're not able to find the Ganav, you're not able to fight off the Ganav in our case? The best advice is written here in the Torah. Meaning, in the case of the Shomer, he says, I didn't touch the Pikadon, didn't use it for myself, for any selfish purposes at all. I remained true to my mission. The bailment was safe with me, and then something happened that was totally out of my control. I'm puffed. You can take this oath. But the advice of the Torah is, we should be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loshalach yodai bimlaches, meaning, to say, I didn't take my life and say, okay, what can I enjoy? What can I steep myself pleasure-wise? How can I make every bit of my life and all of my senses indulge in my olam hazeh chalil? King Yimshaleach yad, because if we use life that way, selfishly, if what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we now say, okay, let me enjoy it. I want to have fun. This true Rav Moshe once wrote, it's fascinating to see it. He actually wrote this. He says, something that he just heard, that people are living or want to have good time. Gimel, Vav, Dalet, Tet, Yud, Mem, Sofis. And Moshe is perplexed. He says, what kind of a reason to live is that? For a good time? The Shlichus Yad. That's being over on Shlichus Yad. Because the Baruch Hu didn't give us life to have a good time. He gave us life to become mushlomim, to become perfected, to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have the time of the Olam Haba. He didn't give us life so we should have a nocha steak. That's not what, you know, the famous that the Litvish used to say. That's why Esav was born. Esav, Osu, meaning he was fully made. His hair was grown out and he had teeth. He was born with teeth. Why did it have to be Esav was born with teeth? Don't Ken it at the steak? So he can eat steak right away. That's not why we're born. That's not why we're here, Ben Yishalel. We're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here to have nobility in here in us and grow and expand so that all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for all eternity should be ours together. That's why we're here. But if we don't realize that, oh, it's so easy to be Shaleach Yad and say, I want this, I want that, I'll enjoy this, I'll enjoy that. And we get lost in it very quickly, very easily. We all know that. So the Eitz Yehuda is we should be able to take an oath, like it says in the Pasuk. Im Shaleach Yad Mischaibin Be'ainzin. We won't be able to say, well, it was an accident, because you've misled your life, you've gone off the wrong way, you won't be able to have excuses, because you should have said, less is more. I think this Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, is the Yahrzeit of Hagaon Rabbi Shaul Salanter, you know, who's considered to be like the father of the Muslim movement. Shaul Salanter Sassal, I believe it's this coming Sunday. Shaul Salanter once came home and found, to his amazement, shock, and even dismay, that his wife had bought a lottery ticket. Can you imagine? Now, for you and I, okay, well, I think, why not? It'll be easier to have pranos. Terrified of the idea, because he said, and maybe one version of the story has it that he brought people in and had Aden. He brought Aden to witness him saying, Dinu Dvarim, Eli B'nichaseich, I will not take anything and have no part of what you might win if you win. Leib Perisayim, Uba Perisayim, nothing. I want no part of anything that you win. Because he was so scared. He said he doesn't want Olam Hazeh to be overcoming him. And even more importantly, when you have this, he says, I'm a gabay tzedakah. If somebody has possessions that he can help other people with, so what is he? He's a gabay tzedakah. Because Baruch Hu made a wealthy person a gabay tzedakah. Gabay tzedakah has to know who to give to, who not to give, how much, find the people, decide how the need is to be addressed. I mean, it's a huge responsibility. He says, I'm not up to that. That great tzaddik, I mean, the Chassidus Shevel, the Kasper was once involved at the behest of the Yidah Kaddish to help with the Shidduch. And he became like the Shatzin Kilu. And then the people said, we want to give to you, Rav Nachmendel, we want to give you a Hanuk, we want to give you a gift, Shacharis. Today, Nebuch has become it's an important business, Shacharis. But, no, it's a big business, it's a very big mitzvah, but it's also become a big business. And there are certain expectations of what the Shacharis should be. Anyway, so they wanted to give him the money, he said, send it straight to my home, to my wife. She can have it, she'll know what to do, I can't be slave of money. Send it off to Tomashov, to his family, because he said, I can't be slave of money. He says, I can't look at money, because it's so threatening and so dangerous. He says, I can't go away with the money. Unbelievable. But that was the Kutzke. He didn't know what Surah Tama Day. If you would have asked the Kutzke what, you know, the Polish coin looks like, he wouldn't know. Understand? It's like saying to a Yid today and say, do you know what a shekel looks like? I have no idea what a shekel is. Or I don't know what a shekel is. That's in Lashalach Yodim Melech Yisrael. Now he says a fascinating thing. Viter, Ube Gemara, Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, Gemara in the beginning of Hamafkit says, Hashremer Sha'oma Hareini Mishalei. What happens if, yeah, he could take a Shavuot, but he says that rather not. Everybody knows the famous din. He pays. The Shremer pays. He doesn't have to, but he pays. I don't want to take a Shavuot. And what happens if then they have to find the ganet? Who gets the kefil? The shomer. And the question is, Gemara says, wait a minute, but how can that be? And the Gemara talks about there, the dovah shalei b'ala olam. How can they make such an agreement from the beginning? Oh, so the Gemara said, and he paraphrases the Gemara, but Gemara ha-shomer, sh'omer hareini mishalim, koine ha-kefil. How can that be? It's not a dovah ha-ba'ala olam, it's a dovah shalei b'ala olam, and they make the deal. So the Gemara says, because it's as if the Baal Hapikadon, the owner, it's as if he says, L'kishetigonev, if and when it's stolen, the tirtze, and you, Shemer, desire, U'tishalmeini, and you'll pay me, you'll get the kill. So it's as if the Baalim say that from the get-go. Ayin Shom, Pirish, for us, he says, that means. What happens if Taka, a person, fails? But he's so committed, generally speaking, he's so committed to return to Hashem and do tshuva. So he says, whatever I do wrong, he runs right away. And he does tshuva. Af shechata ha'adam. In noisin liba eloshev l'Hashem yisbarach. Beratzen shalei. If he has true ratzen to do true tshuva shaleimu l'fnei Hashem. Af ki be'emes chayiv. Of course he's guilty. Im kol deh. Nevertheless. Bo'oid l'mala. He gets the kefa. Meaning he is accepted in tshuva. And he has even the maila al yedei hachet. B'makom shabat tshuva. Aymed, ein tzadikim gemurim yuchelim la'amayt, o makzul ha'kefal. Because Baruch Hu is the Bailam and says, if you care so much about your neshama, that you quickly run to do tshuva, and you mean it, and you have the strength to do tshuva, because your whole disposition has been, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me neshama, I won't do the wrong thing. And if I do the wrong thing, I'm going to do tshuva right away. I'm going to make it right. Because Baruch Hu said, then you get the reward, which is kefa. What's the kefa? Ruin in malas falchuva. Shazadonos nasim loik is the chuyas. The famous Gemara in Yuma, that if a person does tshuva me'ahava, he ends up being in a better position vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu than he was before the chet. Because the tshuva propels a yid, and the heart of a yid can move in tshuva to bring him to a place he would never have been able to achieve, to a place to which he would not have risen had he not been challenged by his own frailty, over which he has now overcome, and his tshuva brings him higher. And so, zaynois, what was done, bezaynois. But the tshuva mehava, nasalik, the person is now meritorious beyond. That's his kefa. So we see that the Ramazan are so beautiful, that we are shomrim of the most precious possessions. Where do the neshamas come from? Neshamas we know come from b'tachas the kisei hakavod. That in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Olam HaBriyah,
Right at the Kisya covers, right beneath the Kisya covers, are our neshamas. And then the lives that we have, therefore, are so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we do with them? What do they mean to us? And we have to be careful to say, I'm not going to be Shalech Yad, I'm not going to use my life for some selfish purpose, for some ephemeral passing joy or pleasure, for a good time. Or as I, you know, like to say, four flavors of herring is not bad. No, I'm dismayed sometimes when I say, you know, and I like a good shtickle herring, but my gosh, you know, 10, 12, 15, I'm not exaggerating. So many different, I mean, you know, okay. Even a cup of Shabbos Kodesh, okay. We have to know, but we have to, one of the beautiful things here, where we are, in this Heilige Stadt, in Yirat Kodesh, is that we don't see and don't really experience a huge measure of moisture, of excess. We don't see it that much, and it's extremely spiritually healthful. It's very healthful. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us continue in this way. Now let's look a little bit at a similar idea in the next year. Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Vav, on page 222. On page 222, where the Torah talks about the Shoyel. Also, the Simon Chavez, Pasuk Yudgim. V'chi Yishal Ish Me'im Re'el. He borrowed something from his neighbor, from his friend. And this part, and next, it broke, or the animal that he borrowed died. Ba'al of Ein Imoy, Shalem Yishal. If, when he borrowed it, and when he used the animal, the violent the owner wasn't with him, so he has to pay for it, even if it wasn't his fault. Something strange happened. Not made the matnas below. Something else, and even a gneva, certainly a gneva, I should say, because he gets all the benefit. The Gemara expresses why a shoyel is chayiv, even in oinsen, even you know an act of God, as we say, you know, being not struck by lightning, chayiv. Why? Because you are not paying, and you're benefiting. Complete halah is yours. So in exchange, you have to take on a much greater responsibility. But what happens if the owners are with him as he's doing whatever he's doing, or when he borrows it? In ba'al of imoy lo yishal. Then it's possible. Now let's see how this remez is expressed by the Sfasas. Ki kol maisei ha'odom nimshochin achar atzmus ha'odom b'chloloi. How does a person see himself? Is he with Hashem? Is Hashem, is he brought into the person's life, into his or her life completely? With Mesiras Nefesh? Hashem Yisbarach Nosan L'chol Adam Kalim Yikarim, like he said the year before. These are precious, potentially useful, holy Kalim. Things you can do, mitzvahs you can accomplish, learning you can do, davening, all of the mitzvahs for Nodam L'chaveri you can do, and the holy Neshama, Kol HaChushin, all of our senses in Neshama HaTorah. Now, this is based, he says, Shekasa Desire HaKadosh, in this week's parsha, where the Torah says about someone who sells his daughter as an Amah Ibriya. V'chiyimkar ish es bitoy la'amah. Lo'yitzeitzei k'tzeiso avadim. How is she to be treated? Says the Desire HaKadosh, take a look at note 12 for a moment, please, down at the bottom. V'chiyimkar ish, do kutshu b'richu, says the Tzeremet to HaKadosh Baruch. As bitoy, who's Hashem's, what is Hashem's favorite daughter? Do nishmas, the holy neshama of it. And there, Kaddish says, like, when that neshama leaves this world, make sure it doesn't leave sullied. It shouldn't leave like an eved, like a lowly eved. It should leave a ben chayim. It should leave with a sense of honor and dignity when the neshama comes back to Hashem. Beautiful, Zohar Kaddish. Based on that Zohar Kaddish, is there, it's saying that the precious pikadon that Hashem could give us is the neshama. V'chol hana shaloi. Now, because Baruch Hu gives all this to us, v'ha'adam oyseba kol chepsoi, a person can do what he wishes with all his good health and with his strength and vigor and his youth and the young and a good mind, Baruch Hashem, to learn Torah with. V'chol hana shaloi. All the hanais, potentially, Ruchnius and Gashmi belong to us. V'imkein, chayiv ba'ainsen. So if things go wrong, because all of it is ours to enjoy, we should be very careful, because even ainsen, even something that goes wrong accidentally, spiritually, but we're going to be chayiv.
Acha Eitza. So earlier he said the Eitza is to, you know, to eschew Olam Hazeh. Don't be Shaleach Yad. Now the other half of it is make sure that Ba'al of Imai, make sure Hashem is with you all the time. Just like in the case of a Shaya who borrows something. If I did the work and you were right there, Mr. So-and-so, from whom I borrowed the animal, from whom I borrowed the car, you were with me in the car. Ba'al of Imai, he's Pater. Says the Svazemes, Hacha'etza al-yidei Mysterious Nefesh, La'kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechlal. Give yourself up, do everything with a sense of Mysterious Nefesh. Do it all for Hashem. Nikra, that'll then be called Sheila, the Ba'al, that you borrowed with the Ba'al with you. You borrowed with the Ba'al, with the owners with you, your putter, something accidentally happens. Now he explains this, he says, Kilo Shayach, Shiyah Hashem Nisha Ba'adam. How does a Kadosh Baruch Hu become, so to speak, borrowed to a person? No, Rak Al Yidei, Hishtabdus, Permissirus Nefesh, Lamokan. If we commit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, passion and with Yiras Haraimimus, Mesiris Nefesh, everything for Hashem's sake, Kemaimer, like it says again, this is an interpretation of the Pasuk in the Zohar, it's in the Zohar of Parshas Vayetze, that this next statement is based on, that the Pasuk in Yiv says, Im Yasim Eilav Liboy, Ruchai V'Nishmasi Eilav Ye'esoy, literally it means, if Hashem wants to, He can take away everyone's Ruach and Neshama, and take us right back, or make us disappear, and take us back into Shemayim. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, to be Derish, in Yasim Eilav Libay, if we give our hearts to Hashem, Ruchai V'Nishmasi Eilav Yasef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept us, meaning we'll be able to have Him with us at all times. If a person thinks and feels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in everything he does, Hashem is with him. Hu Imai B'Malachtoi. Hare Hu Imai B'Malachtoi U'Potu Bo'insim. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. You didn't daven perfectly, you tried. Beautiful daven. To finish the block tomorrow, you could have, you did how you could, if you could. Something disturbed you, you had to go out, you had to go to work, you had to take care of something. You put them in there. Because Hashem ima, Baal of ima. Beautiful. How can I go to this Baruch Hu? Anyway, how can the Torah be mechayev someone or us, an oinsin, if it's not our fault? Rak she'im eina mekabel ol malchus shemayim karoi, kol ha'oinsin, nechshavim b'kshiv. That's the idea of a shayel. The shayel is, I gave you life, it's yours, enjoy. Now something went wrong, accidentally, but if you're with me, then you can say, Ba'al of Imai. Otherwise, you're a shayel. You're responsible for einzin, even for accidentally unexpected negative turns in life. Umatzinu, and there's another din. I'm sorry, v'im bechlolai. I skipped one line. V'im bechlolai tachas ol yiras Hashem. But if generally the person says, everything in my life should be done with and soon under the umbrella of I am Shavisi Hashem L'Nek Yisamin. Nechshavim ha'maisim l'oinsin. Then, Ba'al of Imai. So then, it's all oinis. It's not like I'm responsible fully. I'm not Ba'al of Imai. And then he says finally another thing, that, and we'll conclude with that. Umatzinu meisam achmas melach. Then there's a concept of meisam achmas melach, where you can say, look, I did it as I'm supposed to do it. I did my mitzvah, I learned, I got it, and I couldn't do better than what I did. Though you might think logically it should be the Shoyal's responsibility, that's Hashem's will. Mishnah says in others, do the best you can. And to whatever extent you couldn't do better, you're pater. Adarabba, what you did is beautiful. Sometimes we're not in the best of circumstances. We can't accomplish all our mitzvahs, all our Torah, the way we wish we could. Don't feel bad. Because that's like someone who takes his holy neshama like the most holy pikadon you could get and do the best you can to watch over it. And if things don't work out so perfectly, Ba'al of Imai. Or you're pater because you did the best you can. And we make the machat malach, meaning we're human, we're frail, we have human frail, just like lahabdil, a beast of a burden of labor. It has weaknesses, and so make the machat malach. We're not perfect. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us. He wants us to love and appreciate the holy covenant and the shamas of all Yidden, so holy, and the chushin, the ability to serve Him, so special and such gifts. Watch over them carefully, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all I'll give you is schar and reward. Good job, everyone.